Good morning, everybody. Kim Jemison here from Piper Lash Salons in Canberra. This morning I said I would do a podcast about where you should and shouldn't go for eyelash extensions, what you should and shouldn't expect from eyelash extensions, and what you really need to take into account when you're thinking about getting eyelash extensions. So actually someone sent me a video or an article on Facebook last night that Today Tonight, or one of those shows that love to name and shame people, which I don't actually agree with, but they did a show on this woman who is doing eyelash extensions in Adelaide. And apparently causing all sorts of damage to people's lashes and eyes and things like that. So I shared it on our business pages last night, and I wasn't going to, but after the day we had yesterday with some lashes that we had to remove, and it literally happens every single day, we have to take off these lashes that people get done because they think that our lashes are too expensive. So a lot of people often ring up and ask us our price. They'll have us on the phone for like 15-20 minutes, ask us the ins and outs of lashes, and then they'll ask us how much. We tell them and they go, oh, I can get it done for, you know, $80 or $100 here, and so I'm gonna go there. And that's fine, you know, you can do that. Like, I'm the biggest bargain hunter out. I love a special, I love a great deal. But when it comes to certain things, most things, you get what you pay for. You know, I wear glasses. I've had glasses since I was 7. I don't go to a backyard optometrist. I don't go to a second-rate optometrist because I need to know that the health of my eye is, you know, being taken into consideration, that I'm going to someone that's highly qualified. I'm quite sure the optometrist I go to is like a freaking genius in optometry, ophthalmology, whatever it's called. And you know, you pay a premium for that, but at least I know that my eyesight is looked after, especially because it's pretty imperative in my line of work. But, you know, you get what you pay for, and you have to do your research. I've been to so many different optometrists, if we're going to talk about eyes, over the years. If, you know, I'm nearly 35 and I've had glasses since I was 7, so I have to get my eyes redone, my eyes tested every 12 to 18 months because of the type of prescription I've got. So, you know, I've been to a lot of optometrists. Some are useless. I've found some fantastic. So, you know, you find one and you kind of stick to it. But my point is that you don't just let anybody play with your eyes, or you don't just let any doctor look at your medical issues or whatever. You do your research, you find out who's reputable, who's experienced, and, you know, even then contact them and ask more questions. I cannot emphasize that enough, that you need to ask questions. You need to see photos of their work, ask them what their practices, their policies, their procedures are. Don't just lay down and let someone with two very sharp pairs of tweezers poke around near your eye, because you are going to end up in all kinds of strife. But anyway, so this video that was being shared on Facebook last night was about, as I say, this woman apparently in Adelaide who was I don't know whether she was not doing them properly. By the photos, she clearly wasn't doing them properly. But the thing with this whole eyelash extension thing is it's unregulated, which is really, really scary. Anyone can go and do eyelash extensions. It's literally like up to your own personal discretion as to whether or not you go, hey, yeah, I'm qualified enough in my own mind, I'm experienced enough to start charging people a price to have their extensions done. That's not okay. It's really quite dangerous, but, you know, things are changing. There are great people out there that are trying to get this industry really under wraps and, you know, trying to ensure that there are policies and procedures and, you know, certain qualifications that people have to hold before they can go and perform this procedure on a paying customer. There's a few issues there. One, people can do a really bad job. And when I say a really bad job, it means they are lashing poorly in the sense that they are not looking at the client's natural lashes. They are not deciding what kind of extensions to use on that particular client. And then they are not isolating the individual lashes properly. I don't know if anybody heard my podcast last week about how, you know, we have these three different cycles, or we have lashes at three different stages at all times. So, you know, a good lash tech will take into account those things and lash accordingly. So you can't just whack off any old thick extension on a thin wispy natural lash, for example. So the people that are doing these dodgy jobs and, you know, aren't performing good services are doing just that. They're not qualified enough, they're not experienced enough, they don't understand the anatomy of eyelash extensions or the eyes. So they're not taking those things into account. It's like going to a plastic surgeon who has no idea what they're doing. You know, you're gonna have a bodged up job. Like, if they're not experienced in, say you're going for a breast augmentation, if their general surgery that they do is, I can't even think of anything. I keep thinking of really weird things, so I won't say that. But say their normal thing is hip replacements on 80-year-olds, but you decide, hey, you know what, it's cheap. It's only $8,000 as opposed to $18,000, so I'm going to go to Dr. Tom. Even though he normally does hip replacements, you're going to come out with some pretty wonky looking titties. So, you know, you just don't do that. You need to do your research. Again, going off on tangent here, but it's pretty, we just see it every day. Like yesterday, as I was saying before, the reason I wanted to do this today was because every single day we literally get phone calls from people who are price matching. Then they will go and have their cheap, nasty lashes done. Then they will call us in tears, which is very common, saying, can you please fit me in to have my lashes done? I called last week, but I ended up going somewhere else, or my friend did them. We hear that daily. My friend did them. You know, I ended up going somewhere else and now my eyes are so sore. It hurts when I close my eyes. My eyes are swollen shut. You know, blah, blah, blah. So yesterday we had this poor girl come in. She just had her lashes done and there was a few issues with her lashes. I wasn't there, but the girls were struggling to get them off, which is not normal. Normally we can get them off. We've got good glue remover and normally we can get them off without too much of an issue. But these lashes were so poorly done. There was so much glue. Like, if you literally got a blob of glue and put it on your finger, and I don't know, it was like that big, like chunks, massive chunks on this poor girl's eyes that were visible standing back from her. There was chunks of tissue because her eyes were watering, so the lash tech, I don't want to call them a lash tech, the person that did her lashes, stuck tissues to her eyes to dry the tears. Why were her eyes watering? Anyway, so it was just a mess. It took the girls over an hour to get them off, this poor girl. So you just can't be too careful. As I say, we see this every day. You know, I even spoke about it again in the podcast last week where I had a girl a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday when I don't normally work Saturdays, but anyway, not that that's relevant, but had a girl call up in tears wanting me to take her lashes off because she'd gone to a cheap place, had no idea what they were doing, and caused so much damage that it was just disgraceful. Anyway, I just wanted to explain the difference between a poor job and a a reaction, a true reaction. I've just pulled up, so I'm going to take my phone out of the cradle. Bear with me. Before my car starts beeping at me and telling me to get out. So a poor job, you're going to have your eyelash extensions are going to be glued. They're going to be chunky. They're going to be stuck together. They're going to be sore. When you open your eyes, you'll feel a poking sensation in your top lid. You can get weeping, all sorts of things. So that's a poor job without looking at them and knowing what you're looking at. So if you've had your lashes done and you're getting any of those sensations, that's typically means it's a bad job. If you have done your research and you go to a reputable place and you're confident, but you still wake up the next day with tight eyelids, they can be swollen. They can be literally swollen shut. I have had that myself. Fair chance it's an allergy, not an infection. Two very different things. So if you have an allergy, it's nothing that the therapist has done wrong. Unless, of course, they haven't contraindicated you properly and you've told them that you're allergic to some of these products and then they've still used them. But we have people who have reactions. I personally have reactions. The reason I have reactions is because I've been lashing for quite a few years now and I'm around the glue a lot. The collagen pads actually what make me react, the pads that we put underneath. So it's just overexposure in my case. It's got nothing to do with how we do them. It's got nothing to do with poor quality products. We use only the best products. Our products cost a fortune and I source them from all over the world for our salons, purely to get the best stuff. So it's got nothing to do with that. And in fact, a little fact about eyelash extension glue, it all has the same main ingredient. So the bonding agent, so what makes it stick, is the same in all eyelash extension glues. Unless, of course, you've got one with formaldehyde or something like that, which please ask that question. That's a dangerous, dangerous chemical. You do not want that anywhere near you. But yeah, so this main ingredient is in all glues. So if you're allergic to one glue, you're going to be allergic to all glues. So don't be sucked in by someone that says, oh, don't worry, I'll use a sensitive glue. What that actually means is it's just got less of that bonding agent in it. So the glue is not going to last as long. You might not react, but over time you will, because our bodies are clever. They send out a histamine to fight something that we're allergic to. And if you're allergic to something once, you'll always be allergic to it. I'm no immunologist, I think that's what they're called. But you know, we deal with this a lot, and all the research I've done, the medical professionals that I've spoken to, have all kind of clarified that. So, you know, it's pretty much, I guess, a fact without being, you know, just coming from little old me. But yeah, so two differences. There's a poor job where you'll just get pain and being uncomfortable. Your lashes are too long. They're ridiculous. They don't suit your eyes. They don't suit your face, etc., etc. Then there's a true blown reaction. So I have a real issue with Today Tonight and all of those shows jumping on the internet and going, trying to shut people down because someone has had an allergy. An allergy. You can't shut Kraft peanut butter down because little Mary over there has a peanut allergy. That's not fair. That's not how it works. You know, they don't do anything wrong because they're producing a product, which is delicious, by the way, that can cause a reaction to some people. You can't do that. So again, I had a real issue with sharing that article last night and even doing this now, because I don't believe in witch hunts. That shit's bad. Like, I don't believe in it. I don't like to jump on the bandwagon when it comes to that kind of thing. However, looking at the photos and things, on that article, it wasn't just a case of a reaction. It was a poor job, or very poor jobs, multiple. So it's two different things, and I just wanted to talk about that today and make people aware that just because you have an allergy doesn't necessarily mean that the therapist has done a poor job. Sorry, just looking at my watch, I've got an interview this morning. It doesn't necessarily mean they've done a poor job. It can purely just mean that you're allergic to eyelash extensions. It could be the glue, it could be the pads, it could be something else that they've used. You don't have to necessarily give up hope and, you know, go, oh my God, I can't have eyelash extensions anymore. We need to rule out what you're allergic to, etc., etc. Anyway, I've got to run, guys, because I'm pretty sure that my lovely girl over there is waiting for an interview, or a lovely girl over there, not mine, don't own her. So yeah, just do your research. If you're not sure about a place, if you get a funny feeling about a place, if you've seen a dodgy job, don't go there, or just ask more questions. You know, there's always people that are going to jump online and go, oh, I had my lashes done here and they're terrible, blah, blah, blah. Like, we get that. It's just, honestly, excuse my language, it's assholes wanting to, you know, just cause trouble. Like, we sometimes, or not so much now, but we used to in the past have girls who couldn't afford lashes, and then they'd go, you know, buyer's remorse. I don't want them anymore. I want my money back. Sorry, sweetheart, not my problem. If you can't afford to have your lashes done, don't have your lashes done. You know, there's things in my life I can't afford, like a new car. mind you, I love this car for all of my little football team. But you know, there's things in my life I can't afford, so I don't do it. I don't go and buy a handbag and then walk into Oriton and go, guess what, I can't afford this anymore, so I don't like it, so I'm going to jump online and badmouth Oriton. You know, don't do that shit. But do your research, feel comfortable, feel confident. If you're in a location where you feel you're not sure, or you don't know where there's a good salon, find a reputable one in another place, like us. Give us a call, and we often know where there's good salons in other towns. So, you know, jump on our website or whatever, piperlash.com.au. Send us an email, kimjemison@piperlash.com.au, and we can maybe help you out. But yeah, do your research, and don't go to inexperienced people, please. Have a good day, guys. Got to run. Wish me luck for this interview. I'm feeling really positive about this. So, yeah, chat soon. Bye.